the Lord is come. Let earth receive the King. Let every heart prepare Him room. In heaven and nature sing. In heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains repeat the sounding joy. Truth and grace, it makes the nations prove, and the glories of His righteousness, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love.
Your baby boy has come to make you new. This child that you delivered would soon deliver you. you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? That sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. He's the great. Stand with us as we sing, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Come. Hallelujah. Oh, I think I need my little. Praise God. Hallelujah. Whoa. Hey, first of all, I want to tell you that I'm excited for Sister Glenna there, who is Wow. Praise God. She has been making progress all the time by the grace and the miraculous power of God. So that is beautiful. She told me that she wanted to first get out of her wheelchair when she came here to the new building, and she did that. And then a few months ago, she said, Pastor Phil, I want to walk by Christmas time with just using my walker instead. So it is awesome because she took her first couple steps and just keeps right on going. So God is good. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, we're going to take a few minutes and get into the rest of the service, but I'm going to make that young man come up here first, and then I'm just going to give a couple opportunities for people to just give thanks tonight for something that God did for them this year. Come up here, Brother Bob. I'm going to put you on the spot since you were... But then if there's a couple other people that want to just give a testimony of God's goodness, go right ahead.
Well, I guess about 3 weeks ago, I ended up with the coronavirus, and I kept praying to God, help me, God. You know, I can't be off work a bunch. But I did quarantine myself for 10 days, and within about 5 days, I felt good enough to go out and help do chores. So I really thank God, and I guess my thing is you got to have faith in God and pray to God every night. I pray to God every night for a lot of people in this church. And so that's one of my testimonies. The other testimony, I just sold a farm, and my realtor said, Bob, you better check because they lowered your interest rate in March, and there's supposed to be a penalty. Well, they said it was a small penalty, but it was $40,000.
Ooh.
And the young couple that was buying my farm told the realtor, said, I'm going to dump at $10,000 to help Bob out. And the realtor lowered his rate $10,000. So it really cost me
$20,000.
Praise the Lord. God has been good to me this year. I've went through some hard times, but I think things are really going to be good.
Amen. Praise
and
God.
This guy right here and that lady back there have been great to me. Thank you, guys.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is there anybody else that wants to just give a testimony or thanks to God for just something he may have done this year? Hey, come on up here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, you can come and just wait over here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Miss Stacy. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, you know, she said something that should just inspire each of us. And what she said was, what's important to me is important to God. And I want you to know something, that as we keep God's priorities and as we make sure God's covenants and his commandments to us are important and in our life, I'm promising you, God is making sure that your life is important to him. Amen? You know, Pastor Regina said something earlier today about a situation where a mother was just so excited about something her child was receiving that she was giving to her child, and she was just so excited, and she said that right while I was looking at that mom's excitement, God spoke to her and said, hey, I get more excited. Just like a parent gets excited about giving something to their child, he was like, you should see how excited I am when I get to do things in your life. Amen? Yeah. Praise God. Go right ahead there.
I'm really scared to talk in front of people. But I won't go into my whole testimony, but I've been in recovery for 2 years. My daughter, I live with my daughter and my son.
Oh. Amen. Woo! Come on. Woo! Hallelujah.
And my whole family's with me here. And I kept saying, Lord, I didn't want to pressure them. I kept praying.
Amen.
And they're all here.
Praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I just wanted to take a few minutes.
Amen.
Just.
Tell
something else.
I had a phone call from one of our congregation members. Mona was talking to me, and she said, I just wanted to call you. She said, because I was praying, and I was praying for the lost, and I heard some things, and I saw some people were broken and lost, and I just started praying for them. And she said, and the Lord spoke to me and said, it hurts my heart, too. That's how it hurts my heart.
Mm.
So as much as God loves you, as much as God is excited for you, he's broken for a world that needs him. And so that's why whenever a person comes into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, there is a party, like heaven stops. Heaven stops, and a party is thrown for you because God is so excited that you came home.
Hallelujah. Are we good?
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Well, one thing we're going to do tonight is we're going to take communion. So did everybody get their communion cup? Hallelujah. Amen. If you did not, please raise your hand and we'll take care of you. Okay. Look, did you get one back there? Did we need? Okay. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I want you to know something, that one thing we do every year is we remember the birth of Christ, and we also remember that Christ went to the cross for us. And one thing we also do is from time to time we take communion, because when you take communion, the Bible says that we do it in remembrance of him. So I'm just going to read some scriptures to you, then I'm going to talk for just a few minutes, and we're going to take communion because I want you to know that this is what the Lord did on his last supper with his disciples. And it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, it says, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And hallelujah, if you get your little nifty cup there, But I want you to know something, that there are times in our life where we just need to do things to remember what Jesus did on the cross for us, and for us to bring to remembrance. You know, farther down in this scripture, it says that when you take communion, you shouldn't do it unless you have made your heart right with God. In other words, there are times where we need to repent, we need to restore ourselves, we need to make sure that we are making that commitment to live for God. And when we take communion, you know, he says that when we eat this in honor of him, it is to remember that his body was really the bread of life that was broken for us. Amen? The bread of life is the word of God. And Jesus took everything upon himself for your sakes and for your benefit. So right now, we're just going to be thankful, and we're just going to eat this as symbolic of the body of Jesus and the work he did for us going to the cross. And after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in the remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes." And so we are right now going to drink this juice in symbolism of Christ's Last Supper with his disciples. Praise God. You know, I think what is so powerful is that in this moment and in this remembrance, I want to remind you that Jesus was reflecting to his disciples how committed he was to live for them and die and go to the cross. And he was asking them to make that same commitment to him. Amen? That he was trying to take a moment to reflect to them just how critical it was that from this day forward, we take time to remember the work of the Lord, remember his kindness for us, and give him the honor that is due him. Amen? So we're just going to pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, that as we take this communion and have spent these moments with you, God, Father, that we are just reminding ourselves of the work you did on the cross, of your promise to return, and God, of your promise that even right now you are preparing a place for us in heaven, God. That, Father, when we finish this race here, we look forward, God, to our life in heaven, God. And we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Of our dear Savior.
going to take this time right now just to enjoy the true story of Christmas. Amen? Hallelujah. And it says right here in Luke 2, verse 1, it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made from Cyrenius, who was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. Woo, that means she was well pregnant. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. You know, sometimes I get so serious that I get right in there. I was supposed to start at the beginning and say that I was going to tell you this story of a young boy who wanted nothing more than a BB gun for Christmas. But that's the other Christmas story, and so we're going to stay here with this story. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings